Hello, Guardian. Pat here, speaking as myself, the DM, editor, and a producer of the podcast you are about to hear. In my attempt to combine encounters submitted by our amazing listeners and raise the stakes during the story, I created an encounter that is too real and happens too often in the real world. In our imaginary world, the implied idea behind a female character being passed out at a fraternity house of monsters is something that we can fight and destroy. It was not my intention to poke fun at the situation or victims, but instead make these villains as evil as possible. Sexual assault should not be taken lightly, and it is all of our responsibility to put an end to it. If sexual assault is something you experience or see happening, call the sexual assault hotline at 1-800-656-4673. And just know, these monsters, they got exactly what they deserve, which too often is not the case in our real world. So together, let's make our real world safer, fellow Guardian. And thank you for listening. The Dungeon Rats murdered the entire royal family of Naporia and have been punished to a fate worse than death. For they are forever trapped in the endless dungeon. And it's your job to keep them there and make them suffer through your most wicked creations. The gang known as the Dungeon Rats are Rhoda the Ruthless.
I'm Rhoda. I'm a dragonborn fighter blessed with thunder thighs to crush my enemies and impress my crushes.
Bugfly the Bewitched.
I'm Bugfly and I'm a rogue Darrow. My favorite hobbies include trinket hoarding, hugs, and building complex explosive devices capable of causing catastrophic damages to every man, woman, and child. And aromatherapy.
Gilf the Godless.
Gifted with a keen eye for detective work, while cursed with arcane magic running through my tiefling blood, I truly am the most dangerous of adversaries.
Daryl the Demonic.
I am Daryl, Dust Goblin, Paladin of the Order of the Possum God, Servant of the Great Pouch. I have pamphlets if you're interested.
Beligard the Beheader.
I am Beligard, the half-orc paladin, condemned for the sins of my past, but hopeful for redemption in the future.
And Rot, the Rotten.
Hey guys, I'm your fearless leader. I used to be a goblin, but now I'm just a hand.
Welcome back to the Dungeon Rats, an interactive Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Thank Lathander you're back, because the situation continues to get worse. We need you, Brave Guardian, to submit your most noble encounters to us here at the Court of Crowns. It is our only hope to keep Naporia's most dangerous criminals trapped in the endless dungeon. You can submit your monsters, plot twists, magic items, or anything else by going to thedungeonrats.com, following us on the tweet machine at thedungeonrats, or by reaching out to me directly at Pat Likes to Tweet. I'd like to thank Mishi, Clint, and Melma for today's encounters. You can follow these brave guardians through the links in the show notes. Also, we know there has not been much combat yet. So today, well, today we rectify that mistake. Now, to catch you up, here is what has happened so far. The Dungeon Rats have helped the hapless halfling scout Pinwan get his merit badge by catching the elusive Blink Corgi. On their way to deliver the pup, the party came across a fallen halfling. Pinwan identified him as Yari, the very scout leader they were supposed to meet. But he was dead. Standing around the body were the rest of Pinwan's half-scout troop. Willsire, Zalster, Vinyan, and Felret. No one in the troop was certain what had happened, but they were certain that one of the halflings committed the crime. It appears that there is a forbidden love between Willsire and Yari's daughter, Sari. It led to a fight, and now Sari has gone missing, and she might be the only one who has the answers to solve the mystery of who killed Yari. The party voted, and Daryl stayed back to watch the children, while the rest used the magic compass to find the missing halfling girl. And that is where we are now. I'd like to thank BattleBards for allowing us to use their sound effects. BattleBards has a collection of mighty sounds that are all available at battlebards.com. So, let's get back to the evil dungeon rats as Gilf tries to find the next clue.
See if I see anything around, like okay. Some shelter, some trees, or something like that. 19.
No. But you don't see anything like that, but...
What do I see?
There's like a rotten smell in the air.
Oh, God. Yes?
Sorry.
You, what? Okay.
Yeah.
Just so I can keep walking on.
Oh, wait,
one.
That wasn't me.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I haven't eaten in forever.
It could have been you.
It was about the time I normally would be tooting, but then I just remembered that I haven't eaten since breakfast. Wasn't me. Putting my finger on my nose.
Yeah,
but
is that
not
what
me.
We call it tooting?
Yeah. Is that what you call it? 2:30?
2:30. Yeah. That's because with that, yeah.
Exactly. You're catching on to my tricks.
I want to follow this smell. How far, like, is it getting stronger? Is it, like, how
well,
far?
Well, yeah, what are you doing? Are you going to go run down the riverside
I don't want
to
run.
Because you want to rest.
I thought maybe it was, like, a pungent in a direction.
No, you can't really tell. It's just in the air. You're like, this is like a moldy kind of smell I've never smelled before.
I'm going to sit down right here and take a power nap.
Yeah, I'm going to sit down, and when I rest, can I, like, with my string I have, like, kind of tie a net?
Of course.
Thank you.
Guys, I'll take the first watch.
Yeah, let's go. Are we going to do watches?
Well, someone has to.
But
yeah. Because
so what's the order?
I don't.
Gilf, you should probably rest first because you're being the biggest baby.
Yeah.
I just said I would. Wait, what?
No, I'll take first watch.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'll take second watch.
I'm rot.
Yeah. Oh, right.
In
I'm
Chan's
sorry.
Body, My which is a hand. Sir. Long backstory. We're not getting into it now. I can't. I have no eyes.
I'll go third.
I'm first.
You're first?
Okay.
You and I are sacked out.
Yeah, let's just go to sleep, and they can have a side quest while we sleep.
I love my side quests with you.
Okay. Roll perception. As you're looking downriver, you see movement. Some sort of, you can't tell. It's kind of like a rock or something. Seems to be
floating,
moving. No, the wrong way. Oh. Like against the current, towards the party. You can't tell what it is.
Okay.
But it's thick and large.
All right. I just like ready myself and that net that I am making.
Yeah. Okay. So time passed.
Yep.
Your shift ends, and you've noticed that thing mm-hmm. seems to be a little bit closer. Now it's time to wake up Rhoda and have her take over.
Okay, I tell Rhoda about the thing that's close, and I'm like, hey, keep an eye on that. And I give you my net.
This is so cute.
I know, thank you.
It's like big enough for one of my feet, but not both of my feet.
That's how much rope I had.
Okay. And so you switch.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, roll perception.
12.
You know that smell in the air?
Mm-hmm.
It's getting stronger. This object seems to be getting closer.
I'm sniffing my armpits. What? That's weird. I don't... Hello? Hello. Can you hear me?
Chatter.
Hello?
Mozzarella.
Who? You guys, this isn't very cheesy. I mean, funny. If those little halflings are out there, if you guys are messing with me, this isn't fair.
Gouda.
I am a single woman in the woods, awake by myself, while I accidentally kill everything I come across.
Wow.
I don't want to have to hurt you guys.
That object that's in the river has now gotten very close. It's within 50 yards.
Okay, well, I'm just going to keep watch on it.
Monster.
Monsters!
Monster.
Hey.
And closer.
Okay, I'm going to take the net.
Okay.
I'm going to, like, throw it out.
Okay.
Over it. Oh, God.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Three.
Yeah, I mean, it gets nowhere close. It just completely misses, lands in the water. This thing doesn't seem at all disturbed by it. Blue.
I'm sure it's just something really nice and friendly. I'm just going to walk out there and say hi.
So you just walk up to it?
Yeah, through the water.
And as you get closer here, Bree. Smoked Gouda. Romano.
Oh, my stomach is grumbling.
It's about 10 feet away from you now, and it seems somehow to be locked onto you. Like it's making its movement towards you.
Oh. Oh, boy. I'm going to start, like, walking backwards.
Okay.
Towards, like,
with
the shore.
With the same movements?
At the same speed, like, real slow?
Yeah, like, yeah. I wasn't walking towards it, like, oh, boy, backpedaling.
American! And it reaches out for you.
That is the worst cheese.
And misses. But it totally, like, extended what seemed like arms, but kind of like pseudopods, you know?
Yeah.
Where it just formed, reaches out, doesn't quite reach you, and pulls back into its body. And it stinks right now.
I'm running back to shore.
Okay, so you just take off running.
Yeah, and I'm going to wake these guys up.
Okay.
So I come running through the water, and as I'm running up, I, like, take a big scoop in my, like, giant hands, and I run by Bugfly, and I throw that water on her while running over to Gilf and, like, flipping him, and then, like, scooping Beauregard up in, like, arms in, like, a wistful way and being like, wake up, Beauregard. So sexual.
What's going on?
That was, like, the best dream I've ever had.
You guys, there's something really big in the water, and I went out there to try to see what it was, and it tried to grab me, and it called me an American.
Oh, was it that lump?
That's the worst possible insult.
That lump. Yes, exactly. I'm not an American. I'm Rhoda.
Feta!
That's it. It's where the smell's coming from. I think it wants to eat me, and I don't know. I'm scared.
I'm going to go check out the lump.
It is slowly moving towards your camp.
Heroism. Assuming you're willing.
Yeah.
A willing creature you touch is imbued with bravery. Until the spell ends, the creature is immune to being frightened and gains temporary hit points equal to your spellcasting ability modifier at the start of each turn.
Very nice.
Nice. I just want to say you gave a crazy person bravery.
Yes,
so
I did.
Watch out.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Yeah, so now I'm extra brave.
Yeah.
So I am like, where's my net in relation to?
I mean, you can easily scoop it
so
up.
So I'm going to scoop up my net and I'm going to tackle whatever it is.
Okay.
And try to tangle it in my net.
So you're going to jump on top of it.
Yep.
Wrap the net around to like its top area.
Yeah, and I have a crowbar in my toolkit and I'm going to try to use the crowbar into like the weaving and like twist it shut with it.
Roll for me. I think that's probably, let's say, acrobatics.
17.
Okay, cool. So you pull it off perfectly.
So I'm walking to it like kind of like carefully and tentatively, and then I feel a surge of just like bravery and like zero fucks, and
yeah.
I start charging it in like a battle cry. Yeah. And pull out my crowbar, grab my net, and twist whatever creature it is inside the net. Tangle it.
Asiago! And as you pull the net tightly around its, like, upper half, it kind of, like, grates it, you know? And the substance of this being, which we don't know what it is yet, pushes through your net and gets, like, separated into chunks. It kind of falls back onto its body. And it stinks. It smells so bad.
Oh, God.
I need you to roll Constitution for me.
Six.
suddenly your stomach is, like, doing backflips. You think you might have diarrhea?
Oh, no. I'm just going to give into that feeling.
And you just start pooping?
I acknowledge that the feeling is happening.
Okay.
I don't start shitting yet, but I feel like it's probably going to happen to me.
You feel like someone who is lactose intolerant.
Oh, God.
Like you just drank some milk.
That's my life actual.
Yeah,
so
here,
great.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel a little nauseous
it's like,
as well.
It's always like you kind of got to poop.
But like you're not going to.
Yeah, exactly. That's yeah. how you feel right
great.
Now.
Great. Oh, no.
Is that, wait, sorry, side note. Is that what lactose intolerance feels like?
Yeah.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah, when you eat cheese or ice cream or anything. Yeah.
I have that.
Anywho.
Yeah, <I'm> sorry.
Emergency.
It's a butt emergency.
What?
Oh, shoot. I wish I still had my trusty bucket.
I know.
Wow.
This would be the perfect time for it. We are in the woods. Mm-hmm.
So, Bugfly is upset and scared.
Havarti.
What?
I'm like kind of writhing in a cramping pain.
I get upset if Bugfly is in trouble. Bellegarde, yep. Like, clearly... Yeah.
Favors me? Cause
yeah.
I'm yeah.
Yeah, we had like a little bond.
We
yeah.
Had a
yeah.
bond for sure.
Yeah.
So this creature is still moving forward.
I'm going to try punching its head. It's like.
No.
Yeah.
So yeah. As you reach back and punch, your hand goes
oh.
right in, and the stench just comes out. It's like, ooh. Oh.
I was just gonna. Like,
oh,
start
I kind of have to poop again.
Yeah. Start gagging.
How close is this to like our.
It's getting
camp
very
now.
Close now.
Is it like on shore or is it still in the water?
It's still in the water because yeah. she ran ahead, but I would say it's only 30 feet out.
Here's the thing, guys. I really want to get after it. Bye! And I, run. I take off running into the water.
Did she
and
just
I,
take off?
Yep.
She just took off.
I'm running after her.
I do that wrestling move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe it's called the people's
elbow.
Yeah.
So 20.
Oh, you nail it. So you jump up in the air, pull your people's elbow out, and you sink it right into the top of this thing. You still don't know what it is. It sinks in. It starts to separate and break apart. The smell is so strong. I need you to roll a constitution saving throw.
You cut the cheese.
16? Okay. You're like, this stinks, but I've been through worse. And it splits apart. And as it's splitting apart, chunks of it are like falling into the water and they're getting pulled downstream.
You got nothing on my 230s.
What? I don't even know what that means.
That was so cool. All
right.
My 230s.
I'm charging after her.
230s?
I raise my warhammer.
Okay.
Be gone, foul beast. And the warhammer ignites into flame as I cast Searing Smite.
Yes.
And I just swing as hard as I can for the center of it.
Go for it.
17.
All right, you hit it.
13. And it's on fire, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is
so you
fire.
Suddenly smell fondue.
So that's like better.
Yeah, exactly. Right? You're like, oh, this isn't so bad. You slice through its torso. Let's just call
well,
it
a
torso.
Well, it's a warhammer. I don't know if I'm slicing.
Yeah, but you're cutting.
It's
but it's on
through.
Fire. So
oh, right.
it like.
Fair enough.
It would make. It's cheese. We all know it's cheese.
Right, it's
play,
cheese.
Right?
Yeah,
yeah it's
yeah.
screaming Gouda.
Yeah.
It separates. The upper half falls into the water with you on it. So now you're clutching onto this a stinky substance, feeling very sick to your stomach, getting pulled downstream. Its base is in the water. You still smell this horrible smell, and I need you to roll a constitution saving throw.
Uh-oh. 8.
Oof. You don't feel very good. Mm-hmm. You've got this pain in the pit of your stomach. Kind of like you gotta poop, but you're not sure if you have to. You're pretty sure you're gonna fart soon, though.
It'd be bad. I am a half-orc. Clear the room.
Gil?
So she is on top of him. And
she's like holding onto this
it's
chunk
like
of cheese.
It's like wrapped in a net.
That's wrapped in a net and getting pulled downstream.
She's wrapped in a net?
Well, she's holding on right now.
Oh, okay. You're holding on to the net.
Yeah.
He's inside
yeah.
the net.
She's like all like tangled in there though because she used some pretty intricate moves to make this happen.
Cool. Yeah. I want to use Ray of Frost to freeze the water that it's floating in.
Okay.
So, like,
cool.
We'll capture it like that. And
okay.
She'll be, like, on top of it.
And it'll float.
I got 7 altogether.
Yeah, but you're shooting the river.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty hard to miss. So I'm going to say you've hit the area right around it, and it has gotten, like, all frosted and frozen. But that chunk is still floating down the river.
But hers isn't.
No, she's in it.
So right now, the creature that I am entangled with is kind of in pieces?
Yeah, it's breaking apart. So it's missing some limbs, for lack of a better term.
Are the pieces moving?
Yeah.
Yes. They're still alive.
They're still alive.
Yes.
Okay.
And they all want to come back together, T2 style. Terminator 2 Judgment
Day. Yes, we understand. Okay.
I didn't know if it was clear. I didn't know.
It was good for me.
How good is this net in like holding it? Like if
not.
I not at all.
No,
like
it's slicing it up as you pull it.
Slicing it. Okay. Ugh. All right. And is everything floating away from the party right now? So if I jump,
yeah, you're all floating downriver.
Okay, I'm gonna try to get off of this floating mess since it's floating away.
So you're going to try to, like, jump to the shore?
Jump to shore, yeah.
Okay, you have disadvantage because you're afraid you're going to poop yourself.
Okay, great. I'm so scared.
I was going to say she has bravery.
But I have bravery.
But that's not... That's fear.
But she's not afraid.
No.
She's not afraid of pooping
well,
herself.
Well, she is afraid of pooping herself. I don't know. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Like, if you have no fear...
I will poop myself.
Yeah.
I will just poop myself.
You convince me. You do not have disadvantage because you proudly poop yourself.
Yeah,
well. Yeah, yeah. You're so proud.
Yeah, I'm so proud of it. I rolled a 13 15.
Okay. So you get out of there. You do poop yourself.
Great.
But you don't care.
I don't give a shit. I didn't give a shit.
Actually, you did give a shit.
You did.
You gave all of the shit.
All of them.
I give shit.
And you jumped to shore.
Yes.
Victory is mine, friends.
And I have no idea that I poop myself.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I have no clue.
No fear.
Yeah.
Rhoda, what do you do?
So what happened, like, after I had given it the people's elbow,
yeah,
what happened to the mass?
So it basically, like, split at the top and then got cut in half. So it's in, like, chunks floating in the river now.
Okay. Well, I'm going to, like, at least pick up half of it and, like, throw it.
Okay, cool. Are you going to throw it to shore?
No, I'm going to throw it further into the river.
Okay, cool. Athletics.
I rolled a one.
Okay. No. That's kind of perfect. So you pick it up over your head. You're ready to chuck it downriver, but it slips because it's wet cheese, and it falls on your head. I need you to roll a constitution saving throw. You also have disadvantage because your face is just covered in it.
That was unbelievable.
Wow.
Guys.
Guys.
Did you get that joke?
So I rolled twice.
Somehow Daryl hears it.
7 is my lowest.
Okay. You suddenly feel sick to your stomach and maybe like you got a fart or poop.
This is normal. Just be cool, Rhoda.
And it's all
keep
over
it together.
You, and it stinks.
Dude, it's fine. It's just like that time that Gilf dared you to hop a fence and you landed in cow feces. And he made you trek through the woods for 4 days and you didn't get to shower till you met that monk. That monk was really nice. I mean, it's just like that time and you didn't do anything embarrassing then and you're not going to do anything embarrassing now.
Then she shits herself.
Okay. Oh, no.
There's nothing worse than half-dragon shits. I mean, it is everywhere.
Oh, no. Is that a worm?
Wow.
Oh, no.
Wow.
So upsetting.
I knew I was getting thinner.
This thing's body parts are scattered throughout the river, and they're getting pulled down. You don't really see anything coming towards you anymore, besides the fact that you're covered in it, both of you. You two, pretty clean.
I'm just systematically putting my hammer into every piece I can reach and
okay.
just melting.
Yeah, and that's what's happening. It's like separating and breaking apart into the water.
Guys, that was absolutely disgusting. Oh, my God.
We did it, guys.
You are covered.
We are victorious.
Maybe you guys should just take a little break. And
hug me.
And no, I don't touch.
Oh, victory hug.
Don't touch it.
How about we bathe?
Okay.
And I shall bless you in the cleaning waters as I'm trying to get all this shit off her.
Wash her butt.
Yeah. You're so nice.
I am trying, my friend. I am slightly concerned where all this cheese is going. If it can pull itself back together, and it's all going downriver. We may not be out of this yet.
I'm picking up what you're throwing down.
What?
Did either of you?
Did what?
It was me.
Don't cry. Why are you crying?
Because I feel blue. Wink, wink.
I like nod at you knowingly. I know.
Come here and I'll wash your butt.
You're going to wash my butt?
I will wash your butt. It is okay, my
friend. Is this what it's like to be baptized in your religion?
Yes, this is exactly what it's like.
Getting your butt crack clean?
Yes. Well,
his religion's had some lawsuits for a while. But it's all over now.
Seems for now that the menace is gone.
Is the smell gone?
It still kind of stinks.
Well, these two stink.
Yeah, exactly. But it's not clean. As like pungent as it once was.
Good.
Cool.
We're clean.
You guys want to head down the road?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. That's cool.
Do you still have your hat on and your pipe?
No, because I'm not in detective
mode. Okay. Okay.
You guys just all go ahead. I'm just going to like walk really slow here.
I'm just going to put my head between my knees and just breathe a little bit.
You guys are kind of walking behind us, and me and Belagar are just taking the front, and we're just having a little conversation.
I had so many great puns. There's so many great puns. Get this one. If they had done something at the same time, I would have said, birds of a feather. You know what I mean? I thought that would have killed, right?
Okay, Belagar does not understand puns. He doesn't get them. He just like...
No, it's like a word that sounds like another word.
They're not birds. We have a bird.
No, Belagar, it's like...
I don't understand why you would call them birds.
Ah, yeah, I get it. Birds of a feather shit together. I get it. I can't believe we're the closest, like, in humor. I hate this rock.
You're very funny, Gil.
I hate that you're the only one who thinks I'm funny. That must mean that I'm not funny at all.
No, you're a comedic genius.
At least you're using your humor to impress our leader.
He's not our leader.
Ah, thank you, Belagar. Finally, some respect.
You're not our leader. And then I just, like, drunkenly, because I'm just, like, so nauseous, like, climb on the tank. And just have the tank carry me the turret.
So you guys continue down the path. Are you walking in the water, out of the water?
I'm staying in the water.
You're staying in the water.
I have the hammer. It lasts for a minute, so I'll have the hammer up, and I'll just stay in the water.
Okay.
I'm, like, walking on, like, the edge of the water, but I'm, like, because I don't feel good, I'm kind of, like, clamoring along, and I'm, like, two steps in the water.
I mean, if you just stay in the water and just keep shitting, no one will know. It's like when you pee in the pool.
Not quite. True,
just the same.
I'm not shitting yet.
Who's in front?
I'll go in front.
I think we're both in front.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I need you both to roll perception. 4.
I'm flying above.
Okay. Roll perception.
Yeah.
Would she have advantage because she has...
21.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter.
Fair. Okay, so you see downriver, and you hear.
Oh, God.
Rat knolls. Jesus Christ.
Maybe we should do a big go around. Let's go. Can we go around?
Oh, the compass is pointing right in.
Oh, no. Maybe they're nice.
No. Frat anything. Frat whatever. It could be frat angels, and they're not going to be nice. But let's go ahead.
But maybe if we blend in and pretend to be frat or sorority too, they won't. Yeah.
Sup.
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 Hebro.
Sup.
Hebro.
Sup.
I do.
Where
have...
the shitter be at?
I like... place all my masculinity on how much alcohol I can imbue because that makes me a man.
Hey.
Whoa.
You're good at this.
I put everything I have into the amount of toilet paper I use.
Women are like objects.
Yeah.
Objects.
I broke a beer on my head.
I'm bigger than most objects.
Physical pain is nothing.
And I have no emotions.
I'm in straight.
Oh, you like boys.
So she relays this information to us. And I think I'm going to do some recon. I'm going to cast Disguise Self. And I'm going to be, what are they? A gnoll.
Freddy Gnoll.
So you have like letters on your chest.
Right, a gnoll with a hat on backwards.
Yeah. No, and there's Greek letters. Sigma and an I.
It just says boobs. So it's beta, omega, omega, beta, sigma.
Yeah, perfect.
Boobs. And I just like walk in. What's up, homies? Whoa!
Do we got ourselves a new pledge?
Hell yeah, man.
Well, you know what the pledge class gets.
Yeah. Hugs?
Now you have to lick some null feet. It's going to be weird, dude.
No,
it's
man.
Be really weird.
Man, our new initiatives gets hurt. And you see this young halfling get pulled out on a stick. With she's tied up to it, and she gets wheeled out. The newest brother gets the first run at her. All you gotta do is beat us at a keg stand.
Gilf looks up and he realizes that this must be the daughter, Yari's daughter, and it takes all his power not to pull out his hat and his pipe and solve this mystery. He's like.
Keg stand, you say, huh, brother?
What? That did sound very frat-like.
You know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm going to keg stand the hell out of this shit.
Yeah. Whoever wins at this keg stand gets the first dibs.
Bellegarde has seen her tied up, and all of this, every part of Bellegarde that would have been joyful or fun or even playing along with this is gone. There's a blank stare and just like a 1,000-mile rage in his face right now.
So she's tied up?
Yeah, she's tied up. She's also passed out. Like, she doesn't seem very conscious.
So I'm going to roll a perception on the camp because I want to see what they have. Like, they have a keg, so maybe they have other stuff. 19.
Okay, so there is a keg in the middle of, what would be the front yard?
Okay.
Right? Where it seems like a lot of these gnolls have gathered. Behind them is a house or a dwelling. You don't know how many gnolls are within it, but you do see three out in the front yard, this young halfling, and then two more on the front porch.
Okay.
Cool, cool, cool. And they all have backwards hats.
Hell yeah, they do. Limp Bizkit hats.
Yeah.
Yeah! Chocolate covered starfish!
Keep rolling, rolling, rolling! Come on!
I'm marching straight towards the first knoll I can find. Just marching towards it.
So I just have to beat one of them in a keg stand, right?
Yeah, and then you get, she's yours.
I'm gonna kill some.
I have a plan, sort of.
As I'm walking up, under my breath, I want to cast Mage Hand to, untie her knots, behind her.
Ooh,
behind
very
her
cool.
Back.
Very good.
So just so you know, Mage Hand isn't that stealthy.
Oh, really?
You can. I would recommend still doing it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that it's, not going to be discovered once she's untied.
I'm going to cause a bit of a commotion, so I think you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
You guys wouldn't be able to have this dialogue. But
do I have to roll to see if...
No, you can go ahead and do it.
Yeah, so I cast Mage
Hand. Actually, I'm going to roll Perception to see if anyone notices. But
so it's untying... It appears behind her back, and it starts untying those knots. And then I step up to the keg. Pussies go first, man! And
wait,
I throw my hands
what?
Up.
What? What does that mean? Are you a pussy, or you call me a pussy?
Actually, I'm not calling. I'm inferring.
Are you inferring you've got a pussy, or are you inferring I've got a pussy?
I'm saying, why don't you step up to the keg and be a man?
Huh? I still don't get it. Did you call me a pussy?
No.
I'm no pussy. And it goes up and starts the keg stand.
Keg stand. Okay.
I can't drink anymore.
Booyah! Pledge, you ain't nothing but a bitch.
I guess I'm nothing but a bitch, apparently.
Apparently? You're never gonna even make it in this house.
Man, you guys are so awesome. What's that playing? What is that music you're playing in the background?
Oh, that's Limp Bizkit.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Okay, Your turn is over?
Could
yeah.
Hate more.
Yeah, it is your turn.
Okay, so I assume that everybody is watching the cake stand, so nobody is watching the girl?
No.
Using, I don't know, stealth or sleight of hand, because her rope is loosened, nice. I switch places with her. So I put her on Hank, and I say, Hank, go.
Oh, very smart.
Yeah, so I jump in and tie myself up. So I look like I am the girl.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, roll sleight of hand for that.
11.
Goes off without a hitch.
Sweet.
So, Bellegarde?
He just marches out of the water, grabs the first gnoll he can by the fur on the back of his neck.
This is why that succeeded.
Back and jams his warhammer straight down that gnoll's throat.
All right.
Fiery warhammer just jams it down his throat.
Right, I'm going to make you roll against the armor class.
Oh, yeah. Armor class of his throat.
That would be 20.
Yeah, it works.
This is worse than Fireball, man!
Malort.
Yeah.
It's like drinking Malort!
That would be 14.
He dies. Shit. It just burns his whole face off.
I just drop the burning corpse, and I don't even flinch. I'm just got eyes locked on the next one.
I had midterms tomorrow, bro!
So I walk up, and what do I see? Like, what's closest to me when I'm coming?
Probably the group gathered around the keg. Like, okay. That's like would be the front lawn.
Minus one.
Minus one, who just had its face burned off and bashed in. Yeah.
So I'm going to walk up, and I'm going to try to tell them that there's a better party going on somewhere else.
Hey, Knowles.
Yeah, what's up?
I don't know if you heard, but there's a really sweet party going on the other side of the woods.
There's another side of these woods?
Yeah.
We've never even left the house!
Well, that's where the danger zone is, you see?
I don't get it.
Hey, you'd be pretty foxy if you weren't shitting yourself.
I'm not shitting myself. This is what I look like when I'm falling in love.
It's pretty foxy.
Thank you. Thanks.
You all have low standards.
Anyways, it passed. I mean, not like... It didn't literally. Like actually... I didn't like actually shit my pants, but like... The feeling like I was going to pass. So anyways, do you guys want to see some really cool sword tricks?
Yeah.
That's horrifying.
You can see them on the other side of the woods. Go to the other side of the woods. I'll be right behind you.
All right, roll persuasion. You also have disadvantage.
Yeah.
Big time.
So yeah.
Is it persuasion or deception?
Deception. Yeah, deception works.
11.
They're like,
shit, we got a great party going on here, and also, it smells like poop right around you.
Also, burning gnoll throat.
Oh, shit.
They're drunk.
Right, I know. Thank God.
Yeah. Roll for initiative. And as I described it, I believe there's 5 left, correct?
Yep.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, Rhoda, you get to go.
So I'm going to take my sword and a dagger, and I'm going to try to, like, uppercut 2 of them.
Cool. Nice. Because they're standing right next to each other.
Right next to each other.
The guys cool. I'm along?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of rolls for you. Let's roll twice for the sword. That the reason you're rolling twice for the sword is because you have disadvantage because you're afraid you're going to poop yourself.
Right.
So you got to take the lower number of these two, and then we'll do the same thing again for the dagger.
All right. So for the sword, 16.
Yeah. Nailed it.
But I add 7, right?
That's yeah.
Still
yes.
My attack bonus.
Yeah. 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 Absolutely. 20. Yeah, nail them.
That'll do it, yeah.
Yeah, nail them.
And dagger, 12 plus 19.
Yeah, did it.
Cool. 10.
10? Not dead, but bloody.
Dead-ish.
Dead-ish. And the other one?
7.
7.
Woo! Both of them are like,
what's up, bro?
Gilf.
So Gilf wants to run up to the porch.
Yeah.
So he's surrounded by the 3 guys, and he wants to cast Thunder Wave. So he would be... Would he be far away enough from Rhoda?
No, Rhoda's in the mix.
Oh, okay. You can get a saving throw. I just want to hit all these fuckers at the same time.
Yeah, if you're going to do it, just do it. Just
yeah.
Do it. Rhoda's uninjured.
Do it.
I don't mean
I'll
to,
never
like,
forgive you.
I've literally never wanted to kill something so much in my life.
Yeah, this is terrible.
9 altogether.
Nice.
9 damage?
Yeah, 9 damage.
Okay, so if they succeed, they take half.
They take half, yeah.
They all failed. So, Rhoda, yeah, you need to roll your
D20. The wounded ones are dead.
Yeah, the wounded ones are dead.
She got a 14. Well, Constitution, 15.
Nice.
15.
What is it against, though?
Your spell level. So it'd be 10 plus your level, which is 12, plus your modifier, which is 4, so 16, sadly.
So, yeah. So you get blasted back as well.
Oh,
but
no.
The two that are currently dangling from your weapons are disintegrated, and they're dead.
These guys have seen Shutter Days. Am I right, guys? Am I?
Way down the hallway.
Am I?
It was 8 damage, right?
Nine damage.
Yeah.
He tried to steal a point from you. You hear that?
I did not remember. Okay, next up, Bellegarde.
So I'm assuming they all got blown back, so one must have been blown towards us,
yeah,
right?
Totally.
Grab him, all right? Hold him under the water until he drowns.
Yeah, roll
Yikes.
Strength.
Yikes, yes.
I just rolled strength against your strength. Still That's beats perfect. Him. He's unable to, like, pull up and drowns to death.
Right before he drowns, I'm just going to give him 1 point. Just a little longer. So I'm going to lay on hands just a little bit and just make him drown that much longer.
You're a bad man,
Bellegarde. Really bad.
Damn, Bellegarde.
All
right, but he's dead. All right, two left. A bug fly, you're up.
So I'm faux tied up right now.
Yeah.
Is there one next to me?
Yes, there is. He's laying on the ground because he's been blown back by Gilf's move and a little dazed, but you could totally jump from where you are, stab him within your range.
Great. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to whip out my dagger and I'm going to stab him between his clavicles.
Love it.
So specific.
It was very specific.
And you have disadvantage on this because you're...
Because I'm sick to my stomach.
Yeah. So you're going to have to roll twice. Take a lower.
It's 15.
Okay. That connects. Boom. You kill him.
Yeah.
There's one left.
Side note, these guys didn't attack us, right?
No.
No. To be fair,
they had a girl tied up.
That is true.
They were gonna,
they are evil.
And they were basically come rape her. Okay. So
Yeah. They needed to die.
No one's had it. Literally, these are the only people that have ever had it coming that we faced.
Yeah, the only people.
That's true. Even the cheese golem you guys killed.
Right.
Yeah. Didn't do anything. It was just walking through
Maybe
the water.
Maybe he was just trying to give us a hug.
Yeah, you don't know. So there's one left. He stands up. He's like, "What's the deal, bro? What's the deal? You don't want to be a member of Beta Omnicom Beta?
Beta Omega boobs? Omega?
No,
Beta
we don't
want to
be a
Sigma.
Part of boobs. We got enough of our own boobs."
I wanna approach him. So he's like hurt.
Yeah, he's super hurt.
Yeah, so I wanna like pin him down and be like, "Where did you get the girl?
We found her. She's ours.
Found her wet." And I slap him in the face.
Okay.
Burning and healing at the same time. Yep. Like right on, like
burning
and healing.
Yeah.
Talk.
Hey, man.
Talk. Oh.
My name's Gilf. I'm a real cool guy. But this is Bellegarde. And I really can't control him, man.
Oh, like we're doing good cop, bad cop?
Bellegarde, don't do that. Don't do that right in front of him, man. Don't do that. You take it away completely.
Well, I'm burning and healing him. I don't think he's going to be fooled.
Hey, don't pass out.
I slap the guy in the face.
Where did you get the girl?
Found her. She was on her own. She's ours.
This is going inside you if you don't talk.
I'm talking. I told you. She's ours. We found her. What
Where?
Else do you want from me?
Where?
Walking by the river. Where else?
Where is the compass? Burn him again.
Ouch!
Heal him. I'm just only like 1 point, 1 point,
yeah,
1 point,
yeah, yeah,
1 point.
Oh, I get it. You're just torturing.
Where is the compass?
What compass? I don't care about a compass.
Who's got our compass?
The bird.
Is it pinging?
Hank.
Yeah.
Where? Look at it.
Yeah. It's pointing right at her. I don't give a shit about any compass.
Did you kill a halfling?
Me?
You?
No.
Did any of your crew? Burn his face.
Why are we spending all this time questioning
Happily.
Him?
Burn his face.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk up and stab him.
I guess I got to roll.
8.
So you miss. You like just stab the dirt right next to his head.
That's actually kind of scary, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want more of that? Do you want that?
No!
Up your fucking nose?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. All right, bro.
I think this guy killed the Yari. That's what I think.
Who's Yari?
Don't call me bro. I'm a woman. And
what?
I slap him with my knife.
Okay. Oops, roll again.
7.
Okay. So you miss again, and it just goes like right over his head.
I want to like knock him out.
What the hell's happening here? Where am I?
And when he comes to, I want him tied up on the pole.
Okay.
And I want to be standing right in front of Belagar and be like, so if you do this keg stand, you get to run a train on this guy.
Done. What do you want from me?
Slow down, sweetheart.
And then I start like patting his face, and he like looks down, and he's in women's clothes like right now.
What do you want from me, bruh?
And surrounded by the pole is his dead friends, like surrounded.
This shit got dark real fast.
And I'll throw the burning hammer directly into their house.
Oh, nice! Lights on fire.
I'm smoking my pipe, and we just walk away because the fire is gonna hit his friends and burn him alive.
Yeah.
But right as the fire starts to blow up, I turn around and he sees that I'm wearing the face of one of his.
Jesus Christ!
Oh my God!
End of episode.
Somebody, anybody, help me!
Hello, it's me, Rot, the fearless leader of the Dungeon Rats. Your encounters this week almost got him, but still proved no match for my cunning wit. Mishi, that cheese golem? Great idea, but it couldn't stop us. Melma, frat boy Knowles? What were you thinking? No frat boy could outwit the genius of Rot! And Clint, we will surely solve your mystery soon. Anyway, I'd like to thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. And I'd also want to remind you that you can submit your encounter by going to thedungeonrats.com or by following us on Twitter at thedungeonrats. I'm also on Twitter, and you can follow me at Rot, a.k.a. Chand. You see, I used to be, well, my body used to belong to this guy named Chad, and now I'm in his hand, and we got, never mind. It's a long story. If you want to hear the whole thing, follow me on Twitter. Anyway, as per usual, The Dungeon Rats is produced by Patrick O'Rourke and Carlos Luna. This episode, edited by Patrick O'Rourke. Rhoda is played by Justine Kruger. You can follow Justine on Instagram at IJustThrewUp or on Twitter at JustineFace. Daryl is usually played by Alex Colliard, but he had to go home early, so he's not in this episode. You can follow him on Instagram and Twitter at Alex Colliard. Bugfly is played by Serena Marie. You can follow her on Instagram at Serena Marie or on Twitter at Serena X Marie. Gilf is played by Carlos Luna. You can follow him on Instagram and Twitter at Reggie's Friend. Bellegarde is played by Aram Vartian, and you can follow him on Instagram and Twitter at Vartian, or by listening to his podcast, God's Fall. It's pretty amazing. And you can follow that on Twitter at God's Fall DC. I'm sure you've heard of it. Maybe at some point, Aram will make room for a talking hand. Anyway, the DM is Patrick O'Rourke, and you can follow him on Instagram at Producer Pat or on Twitter at Pat Likes to Tweet. Well, I think that's it for now. Remember, I'm a master of the metagame, and also, a true leader always gets the last word.